And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The organisers of the Paris Olympics have apologised after a drag queen parody of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper featured in the opening ceremony. The tableau, which recreated the biblical scene of Christ and his apostles, included drag artists and a naked singer. It was heavily criticised by politicians and members of the Catholic Church. On Sunday, Anne Dejean, a Paris 2024 spokeswoman, said that clearly there was never an intention to show disrespect to any religious group. Ms. Dejean said that the opening ceremony tried to celebrate community tolerance. She added, "We believe this ambition was achieved. If people have taken any offence, we are really sorry." On Saturday, a number of prominent politicians criticised the skit, with Marion Maréchal, a far-right member of the European Parliament, apologised to all the Christians of the world who felt insulted. Matteo Salvini, Italy's Deputy Prime Minister, branded it insulting and sleazy. Opening the Olympics by insulting billions of Christians across the world was a really bad start, he wrote on X. Elon Musk, the Tesla, X and SpaceX owner, also criticised the parody, which he described as being extremely offensive to Christians. Daniel French, vicar of Salcombe and Marlborough, said the skit mocked Christianity and the Last Supper in a way in which it never has or would for any other religion, and called on the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, to criticise the performance. The controversial scene featured a group of around a dozen performers striking poses behind a long table. At the centre was a woman wearing a headdress that resembled a crown while holding her hands out in a heart shape. She was flanked by drag queens, transgender dancers and other artists who performed alongside her. At the end of the scene, a serving tray was placed on the stage and a scantily clad man who was painted blue emerged from inside. Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, who heads the Vatican's Pontifical Academy for Life, expressed his disgust in the right-wing daily Il Giornale on Sunday. The Archbishop spoke of the importance of the Olympics and sporting values in promoting fraternity and equality before saying, "This high ideal has been besmirched by a blasphemous mockery of one of Christianity's holiest moments." Thomas Jolly, the opening ceremony artistic director, said he was perplexed by the negative reactions to the show. He said, "Our subject was not to be subversive. We never wanted to be subversive. We wanted to talk about diversity. Diversity means being together. We wanted to include everybody. In France, we have artistic freedom. We are lucky in France to live in a free country." In a statement, the International Olympic Committee said it welcomed the clarification given by the Paris organisers. It added, "The organising committee said there was never any intention to show disrespect towards any religious group or belief. They reiterated that their intention was always to celebrate community and tolerance. The organising committee also said that if anyone was offended by certain scenes, this was completely unintentional and they were sorry." Painted in the late 15th century, the Last Supper is a mural by Leonardo da Vinci. It depicts Jesus with the 12 apostles, showing the moment after he has announced that one of them will betray him. A vicar has been urged to resign by parishioners over claims he caused Sunday attendance to plummet to just 5 people. The church-going community at St. Leonard's Church, close to Wendover Woods in Buckinghamshire, claimed Reverend Christopher Hayward caused numerous people distress, including by refusing to hold a funeral for a church warden of 30 years standing. During the meeting, which was attended by 40 church regulars earlier this month, Reverend Hayward was asked to justify his decision not to allow a funeral to take place for Anne Butterworth, a church warden of more than 30 years. A parishioner claimed he did not allow the funeral because she wanted another Church of England minister to conduct her burial. The parishioners most recently complained that the Reverend Hayward had not replied to people about baptisms and allegedly left some families waiting for months to discuss burials. They also claimed attendance at St. Leonard's had plummeted down to about 5 people a service, including the vicar himself, his wife and the organist. A secret ballot was held during a church meeting in St. Leonard's earlier this month, with 21 people voting for him to leave the parish and none against it. However, the Diocese of Oxford has said the vote is not legally binding and the Reverend Hayward, who has been vicar at St Leonard's Church for 3 years, is not obliged to go. He has declined to comment. Reverend Hayward was announced as the new minister for St Leonard's and three other Buckinghamshire parishes, the Lee, Haldridge and Cholesbury, in 2021. In the motion of no confidence, parishioners recognised the vicar's dedication to his own deeply spiritual journey. Nevertheless, it cannot be ignored that in the last 3 years, under his ministry, the church has gone from being a central point in village life to being viewed as insular and detached, it said. We have no confidence in his continued ministry in this parish. The Diocese of Oxford confirmed a vote of no confidence had taken place at the small church earlier this month, but remarked the vote was not legally binding and Reverend Hayward is not obliged to leave. The diocese is working with all parties concerned to bring about the best resolution to this breakdown in relationships, it said. Archaeologists have discovered a rare artifact that is found throughout the Bible's Old Testament. They discovered a 3,800-year-old textile coloured with scarlet worm, a dye that is mentioned 25 times in Scripture, in a cave in Israel. The red dye was created from the carcasses and eggs of an insect, which people would grind up into a powder to colour garments. The textile featured woolen threads dyed red, which had been weaved through uncoloured linen threads to form a lattice-like design. The Israel Antiquities Authority, the IAA, announced the findings after finding less than a 2-centimetre textile hiding in the Cave of Skulls in the Judean desert. The scarlet worm mentioned in the Bible is a scaled insect which lives in oak trees, with the main species of the ancient world being kermes. The females and their eggs produce carminic acid, which gives the dye its red colour. People would collect the bugs, sprinkle them with vinegar, dry out the carcasses and then grind the remains into a powder used to colour cloth and garments. The red hue, ranging from orange to pink and crimson, has held significant historical symbolism and importance, the team shared in the study published in the peer-reviewed Journal of Archaeological Science. The red colour from the scaled insects, which are based on molecules such as kermesic acid or carminic acid, are both stable and beautiful, making them much more prestigious than vegetable dye sources. The scarlet dye is known as shani or taliat shani in Hebrew, meaning crimson worm, and is featured throughout the Old Testament either alone or in conjunction with other precious dyes, including the blue and purple dyes from marine snails. In Leviticus 14:16 states, "As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedarwood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird killed over the running water." The deep red colour is also mentioned in Exodus a handful of times, specifically in chapter 26, verse 1. "Make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of finely twisted linen, and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, with cherubim woven into them by a skilled worker." The use of kermes is also mentioned in the Stockholm Papyrus, which contains 154 recipes for dyeing, colouring gemstones, cleaning pearls, and imitation gold and silver. That manuscript dates back to between 200 and 100 BC. The red dye from kermes was also mentioned in ancient trade documents, such as in the cuneiform tablets from Mesopotamia, dating back to 1425 BC. The team discovered the ancient textile in Israel, finding a plant-based material from the southern Levant that was used to make the fibres, and the weft threads were fashioned from wool. This textile is a weft-faced tabby with approximately 50 threads per centimetre in the weft system and 10 threads per centimetre in the warp, the study reads. The weft threads are tightly arranged, while warp threads are spaced further apart. The weft threads exhibited a bright red colour, which was woven between undyed warp threads. Researchers determined the dyes using the high-performance liquid chromatography HPLC analysis method, which separates compounds dissolved in a liquid sample to identify components in the mixture. They then compared the findings with a database containing standards with known chemical components, revealing kermesic acid that is secreted by the insects. The textile was dated 1767 to 1954 BC using carbon-14 analysis. Dr. Neymar Sukanek from the IAA said, "This advanced analytical method enabled us to pinpoint the dye's origin down to the exact species of scaled insect. Thus, we can determine with high probability that in ancient times, the textile was dyed using a species of Kermes vermillo, which produces kermesic acid, imparting the distinctive red hue. Professor Zohar Ammar of Barlam University said, "The term worm in ancient times was a general term for various insects and their developmental stages. The biblical association of this colour with the living creature demonstrates impressive zoological knowledge, considering that female scaled insects lack legs and wings to the extent that some Greek and Roman naturalists even mistook them for plant granules."
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.